Welcome to Double Fries, No Slaw. It is Sunday night. We're 2 minutes late. It's fully Richie's fault because he wasn't here on time. So let's get after it. Hey, yeah, we do have a winner for the Miami tickets. I wonder if okay. All right, now I'm going to say it. Never mind. I do wonder if the winner's tuned in right now. It'd be funny if we announced it and we weren't even here. So anyway, Double Fries, No Slaw, brought to you by Guthrie's in Tallahassee. You can visit both locations, 1818. West Tennessee and 2550 North Monroe. 9-0, a place that neither Richie nor I thought we would be before the season. But I will say we both have correctly predicted every single week. So not only are the Noles 9-0, we are combined 18-0. I think Harlan took a couple of, I think Harlan's like 7-2, maybe 6-3. If we're keeping it a buck, like Richie and I are 18-0. I haven't predicted a loss yet. Have you?
No. And spoiler, I'm not going to predict one the rest of the season, including in Charlotte, where I just bought my tickets to the ACC Championship game. 8 seats, lower bowl. I'm so excited for that game.
Yeah, Richie's lying. He's on the 50-yard line in the club. So if you ever have any money problems, just reach out to Richie and he'll hook you up. So Florida State wins 24-7 yesterday in a game that they certainly were missing some stars. They had some things kind of not go their way, some short yardage situations that they struggle with. But a game that was never in question. I don't think a game that was ever in doubt. In fact, when Florida State went down, you could bet the live lines, Richie. And so like I put a lot of money on Florida. Like the spread got down to like Florida State -6.5. And I was just like, yeah, if I'm wrong here, like I'll just lose the money. Like it's like, yeah, I'm not going to say how much, but it was enough to like my wife would have been mad if we didn't come back. We did come back. But I was just like, we're winning this game. And if we win this game, we're going to win it by more than a touchdown. Like I did not think Pitt was going to be able to continue to score, and they didn't. So Florida State struggled early, 0-0 after the first quarter. Short yardage. I mean, yeah. You just, I don't know. It was exactly what you would think a game up at Pitt in the beginning of November would be, right? Sloppy, not, you know, Pitt coming off of just getting absolutely drubbed. You knew they were going to come out with like maximum effort, but you had a nice drive going. You cross midfield and you fumble. And then the very next drive, you have another really nice drive going. You start at your own one and you go 92 yards to get stopped on a 4th-and-2, which I didn't love the way that was run. But yeah, you probably shot yourself in the foot a little bit more than you just, you know, Pitt was beating you by any means. But first quarter, frustrating, but I wasn't ready to just jump off a bridge just yet. What about you?
Yeah, no, it was frustrating. And like you said, the fumble by Tofilly, it is what it is. You know, I wasn't fighting mad about anything. I just thought, you know, this is a team we probably should blow out. Shout out to the defense. I think they did exactly what we wanted them to do. That defense was phenomenal yesterday. But yeah, we moved the ball at will against this Pitt team. It really was, you know, 501 yards to 333. Like that's dominant. That truly is a dominant performance. And I'm very proud of what this Florida State team did. I don't think the scoreboard reflects just how good Florida State was.
Yeah. Even the next drive, right? So the very end of the first quarter, you had some things going right. And I think it took Jordan, you know, you got a first down, Benson with a 15-yard rush to kind of move the ball out a little bit. And you were doing some things well. But Jordan just looked like, first half, he looked a little lost without Keon and Wilson out there. And I didn't love some of the decisions. I thought some of his decisions were kind of off. He was kind of throwing some jump balls to, like, Douglas and Hill, who was a little bit banged up coming off of an ankle injury that sidelined him the last 2 weeks. Like, I don't know how, you know, good his get-up was. And so you struggled a little bit. Big play, but, I mean, he, you know, didn't have the best coverage here. But a big play, you traded some punts, but a really big play by Fintrell Cypress to knock a ball out and not give up on a play. I think pretty often you see a lot of kids just kind of not give up, but all right, this guy's going to the end zone. I just got burned for 82 yards. Like, am I really going to stay up with this? And credit to him, he didn't, and he saved 7 points. And I'm telling you, if they would have gone up 14 to nothing, I'm not telling you that I'd have been like worried about losing.
I'd be a different story, yeah.
Yeah, you just never know how things go there, right? Do you start pressing more? What if you turn the ball over there, right? And so big play by him. You have to trade punts a couple more times. They do end up scoring their lone touchdown of the day. But it was almost like, remember, like Jameis used to like throw a pick early in the game and then he just played better. I don't know if you remember that. He threw a pick early in the Miami game in 2013. He threw a pick early in the Florida game in 2013. And then from there, like he just kind of locked in. Did the same thing in 2014, throw an interception or two, and then he was just like otherworldly for the rest of the year. It's almost like for some reason, and I don't know why, this team like needed to get fully punched in the mouth to like kind of refocus and say, like, okay, we're going to do things the right way. Pitt scores, go up 7-0, and then Florida State scores on their next, they score on 5 of their next 6 possessions. Touchdown, field goal, punt, touchdown, touchdown. So I'm sorry, 4 out of their next 5 possessions they score on, and that was the difference in the game. They got punched in the mouth, Pitt scored, and then Florida State just kind of drives straight down and responds, gets up 17, and at that point, there was no chance that Pitt was coming back. So the response was pretty good going into halftime. You take that 10-7 lead, and going into halftime, I mean, you kind of knew we weren't losing the game.
Yeah, let's shut out Encyclopedia first.
You a recruit, and you ain't going to Florida State. What are you doing?
9. I assume that's 4-9-0. I'll take that real quick. I was more worried about the injuries, some lame play calling. I wish we had gone for that last touchdown, but it's okay not to. 9-0. Go Noles. Yeah, okay. Have I tinfoil hatted on here? It's been like at least a week because we haven't been on here. So do you think Norvell's keeping stuff kind of vanilla, like on play calling?
I think he is, but I also think he ran that very early flea flicker just to mess with Mario Cristobal, just to say, hey, we have some things that you don't know about and that be prepared. But yeah, I think he's been keeping it kind of mental, especially this week more than any. It was a game that Florida State was going to win regardless. You know, there were some doubts in that first quarter. I'm not going to lie. I was like, oh my goodness, is this the game we're going to lose? But no, I think he knew he was going to win this game. And I think that flea flicker combined with the vanilla offense was just to give Mario Cristobal something to think about.
Yeah, it's hard to complain. At the end of the day, well, this is more big picture. I'll talk about it in just a minute. So you go to the second half, you come out, and you start really well. You have to punt on your first possession. You kind of go backwards. You had a false start, and then you're sacked. Go backwards a little bit. But then you force a 3-and-out, and Florida State drives 80 yards. When they went up 17-7, pretty confident that they were in really good shape there. That play to Biscuit was phenomenal. Just, I'm sure you've seen the breakdown on Twitter, hiding the tight end as the left tackle. Really, really good. They ran that against Oklahoma. I almost wish that they hadn't run that. Just, I would have liked to see that later. It may work later. You know, there may be other options for it, but yeah, really fun to see that. And then Trey Benson, you don't want to say he struggled so bad, but talk about kids staying with it. Came out, didn't have the most effective day running the ball. But man, when he hit that hole in that final run, I don't know. You don't want to say like, oh, I could tell. I think he was up to full speed, like 1 yard after the line of scrimmage. And you knew he was gone. 55 yards. You know, the rest of the day was 11 carries for what would that be? 42 yards. So not terrible by any means, but not elite. You know, just under a 4 yard average there. But when he hit the hole in that last one, it was absolutely sayonara as soon as he busted through the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, no, man. It was frustrating because you would think that this rushing attack would be a little better than it was, but you know, it struggled. And we talked about it Wednesday night, TJ. is a physical defense, and that's a staple of Pat Narduzzi. So I wasn't overly upset about that, but yeah, they did struggle to get some short yardage gains. But man, when Benson busted that one loose, it's like, that's what we were waiting for. That is the Trey Benson that we know. And, you know, it was just a great thing to see, especially because even though we were struggling early, we knew this Pitt offense was not going to score. They were not going to outscore Florida State. You know, there were times when you thought, maybe, man, this Pitt offense could do some things, but they never did. And let's give some credit to Adam Fuller, because this defense is really good. And I won't listen to anybody who disagrees with me.
That's usually my rule for most things. Homer, Josh, how's it going?
Fire up the war chant and plant the spear. Knowles win.
Yeah, this game had me stressing. I wanted to see more over the middle passes without Keon and Johnny. I thought it would happen more. One drive they did it well, and then back to the sideline for down the field stuff. Yeah, I totally get that and totally agree with that. I think what's tough at times is you are relying on Ja'Kai Douglas, Destin Hill, who's coming in with like a little bit of a banged up ankle. You had Vandeveres Jacobs out there. You had Douglas and Jaheim Bell and Morlock. You're counting on those guys to create like elite separation, which is just not their game. Like that's Ja'Kai Douglas is not going to, I mean, he's like 5'10". Like he's like my size. Like he's not going to create separation over the middle. Okay. 6'1". And so his game is kind of the fade, right? And so you have to see less like jump Ja'Kai. But what started working were the fades, and when you started being able to use his speed a little bit to get past guys. And so I'm with you on that. I think the idea of getting the guys across the middle wide open, like Johnny or Ja'Keem or Johnny or Hakeem or Keon, is really tough. And so I would have liked to see it too. I just don't know how realistic it is. Richie, I don't know if you have anything too different, and then we'll throw up that other super chat, Harlan.
Yeah, no, not a lot. You know, it is what it is. You know, I thought it was, you know, the game was what I thought it would be. You know, I thought Florida State would a little more comfortably, but at the end of the day, like, you can't be mad about a 24-7 win. Like, you can be upset that the 30-point streak is done, but at the same time, like we said on Wednesday night, just get in there, get the lead, and get out of there and get home, get healthy for Miami. Because, man, TJ, it's Miami week. I don't know if you're excited yet, but I sure as hell am.
All right. You want to hear all right, we'll say this and then we'll move on. Oh, let's do that super chat and we'll talk Miami week.
Touchdown, Florida State! Touchdown! FSU!
Per the Cage Spaces last night, Mario was holding out.
I was in the space, by the way.
He hasn't opened up the playbook and will break things open versus Florida State. Since Mario is an excellent in-game coach, how scared should we be? Thank you, Jennifer, for the love.
I think the 15-point spread says enough.
My goodness.
Where we're at right now. I was shocked that it was 15 points. I thought it'd be, you know, 7.5, 9.5. No, Florida State's favored by 15 points.
I'm going to tell you, 7.5. Like, Richie, think about this. Like, after watching them score 6 points on NC State.
That was brutal.
Would you be pissed?
Real quick.
I would be pissed if we only had 5, or I'm sorry, if we only beat them by 7. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying, like, now it is a rivalry. And so if they come out and play a good game, we win by 10, like, I'm not going to be upset. But I'll tell you, if we only beat them by 7, I'm going to be upset. I mean, something has gone wrong if we only beat them by 7. Like, this is blowout time. So, okay, so you asked about Miami, and I'm glad that she threw in that super chat there because that was perfect timing. I really try to do this. Maybe I'm crazy, but I try to, like, to me, Sunday is still like, it's still the Pitt game. Like, I'm not to Miami week until Monday.
Rivalry week is different, man. Like, I woke up this morning thinking, I cannot wait to beat the heck out of this team.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I want to win. And, like, I hate Miami, like, all 52 weeks of the year. But I don't really start the week until Monday. Like, Sunday's still wrapping up yesterday. We do our recap show. Like, yeah, I'm like I'm playing on the game on the team. You get like 24 hours.
Let it open.
Yeah, you get 24 hours to celebrate, 24 hours to be sad. Then you move on. Like that's where I'm at. I'm waiting until Monday morning to really let it fly. Although I guess we've got some jokes off too. I see everybody with their Miami jokes. So, all right. So that's our okay. So Florida State beats Pitt. Let's talk. All right, let's do Hunter real quick, and then we'll. You mentioned Fuller. I want to bring something up, and then we'll go on.
Put a smile on your face, okay? Because Florida State, if we gonna do it, then we do it big. Let's go, baby.
FM. It's a family show, so I won't say it. But if you come to the tailgate this weekend,
you know what it is. Yeah, y'all know what it is.
I'm sure I'll say it several times under the influence of several drinks. So, hey. I don't know if I mentioned this or not. Go get your Miami tailgate tickets if you haven't already. Today's the last day. The price actually goes up tomorrow. So make sure that you get, if you're coming to the tailgate, get your tickets tonight. Literally, price goes up by $10 a ticket tomorrow morning, actually at midnight, 12:01. So go get your tickets now. It's Eventbrite. Search Double Fries No Slaw, or you can go to FSU Miami DFNS. .eventbrite.com. FSU Miami DFNS. .eventbrite.com. Thank you, Hunter. All right. You just a few times. I might say it. Yeah. It's probably good. Yeah. It's bad for y'all. It's good for me that it's a 3:30 kick because I don't want to be.
It's kind of late for me, but I'll take it.
Yeah. So Florida State's defense. I've used these numbers a couple of times, but Richie, let's run it down for the season. 9 games. The first team's net defensive scoring. So by net defensive scoring, I take the amount of points that Florida State's first team defense gave up, take away anything that they may have happened to score, like Southern Miss and Clemson, and then come up with a number. LSU 17. Alabama gave up 28 last night in their own home stadium. Southern Miss 6, Boston College 22. That's the worst of the year. Clemson 17 at Clemson. Virginia Tech 10, Syracuse 3, Duke 13. Could say 10 because we gave them the ball once in field goal range. The defense first to 3 and out, and they kicked it. I said 13 anyway. Probably could say 10 and be fine there. Wake Forest 16 and Pittsburgh 7. Richie, that's 12.2. That's an average of 12.33 per game. I had to do some quick math in my head. That's insane. Like, that is, like, as much as we've talked about this offense and how great this offense was going to be and Heisman this, and this offense is going to be top 5 in the country, which they're still really good. They're not top 5 in the country. The defense is on another level when it comes to scoring and holding the other team from getting into the end zone.
When you look at the numbers, the defense is elite, and I don't throw that term around, you know, just haphazardly. That is an elite defense, and they're doing everything that you can ask for. And you know, Florida State, this offense has not been what we thought it would be coming into the season. I thought it'd be a lot more. They still went good, but this defense has been a lot better than I think anybody thought it would be. And shout out Adam Fuller. This defense has been really freaking good, TJ.
Yeah, the defense frustrates people at times. It's been really good. And you're going to play like a terrible Miami offense this weekend that you should have some pretty good fortune against. Now, I will say this. We're going to preview Miami all week. We'll do multiple videos on them. I expect Miami to play better this weekend than they did against NC State.
It's going to be a tough game. I really expect that. I really do.
Now, I also expect Florida State to win by 17 or more. But ooh, I do expect Miami to play better this weekend than they did again. Like, I expect them to score more than 6. Now, I'd love to be wrong on that, Richie. But I think they score more than 6. But I think we start, not rest in peace to those that are upset about this, I think we start the 30-point streak again this weekend.
Tougher game, Florida or Miami?
Man.
Because Arkansas has beaten Western Carolina, Kent State, in Florida.
So Arkansas, did we talk about this? Arkansas did hold some good teams to like within one score. Like Arkansas lost to Bama by 3. They lost to LSU by 3. They lost to Ole Miss by 7. Like they hung close with some good teams. And so I think we all thought that would be it. But yeah, I don't know, man. Both those teams suck.
Yeah.
Like tougher game might be Northern Alabama. Like just a trap, like a pure trap game. So I don't know. No, I don't know. I still think it's tougher to go into the swamp. I think Miami is quitting. That's the one thing I say. Will say. I think that Florida is still playing hard. They're playing their sorry little hearts out. They're not very good, but they're playing their trashy ass little hearts as hard as they can. They suck, but those little Giants, they just keep. They're like a gnat, man. They just keep bugging you. So yeah, I'll say Florida will be tougher, but. Yeah, I don't know, man. Both those teams, any given weekend, both those teams suck. All right, Josh.
Fire up the war chant and plant the spear. Knowles win.
Who's going to Charlotte? Richie's going. I'm going. Harlan, you going? Harlan's going. So, yeah, we'll all three be there. If Harlan's not there, he hates the Knowles. So, yeah, we'll be there. Hey, I got to get through.
I cannot wait. And if anybody wants to play golf on Friday before the championship game, I'll be there. Me, my wife, my sister, her husband, we're all playing golf. Tiga Key, I believe, is the course we're playing. But yeah, Charlotte is one of my favorite cities in the country, and I cannot wait to be there. And I'm so happy TJ's, you know, taking the lead on setting up a tailgate for the game there.
Trying to. I got to get through this weekend. And yeah, then I like literally start planning one for the Florida game. And so it's like three and... I know you guys don't want to hear me complain about this, but it is a lot of work to set these up. And in three different cities. So it's just like, Lord, I'll play that other one.
You're a recruit and you ain't going to Florida State. What you doing?
Damn, yeah. Chris Ricks lost to Miami 5 times somehow. And who knows how that happens?
That's insane. Sam Hartman. Oh, lose to a team. Okay, because he lost to Clemson. Yeah, okay. I was like, I was like, he didn't play Miami this weekend. So that is a good fun fact. I was surprised Clemson won yesterday. Tyler from Spartanburg.
I called that one. I'm just calling upsets, TJ. I'm calling upsets.
You pick every upset every weekend, and then you...
Like, I almost had the Texas-Kansas State upset, too.
Dude, they blew it, man. Close make an extra one. Point. Okay, ticket punch to Charlotte. So, yeah, we will be in Charlotte. We will do something there. I saw Erica in the chat excited, too. So, definitely, yeah, get to Charlotte. I'm doing my best to get tailgate stuff set up there. It's hard in a city that you don't you don't know anyone. I mean, I know some people there, but just, you know, not, like, have the you know, like, Tallahassee. I know, every, you know, a ton of people. So, we're working on it. So, hopefully see you guys there. And then... Richie, you going to Houston?
So it's actually funny. My mother-in-law called me and she said she has the money and she is going to send me and Lindsay, my wife, for those who are new to the show, to the semifinal if we play Alabama, because my wife is a huge Bama fan. So that would be, that might be the end of a marriage. I don't know. It would be a fun trip though.
So speaking of that, hey, let's give some real quick love. Garnet and Gold, use your code NOSLAW, NOSLAW, Gramco, thegramco.com, TJ25 at checkout. Quick love to both of them. Listen, if you're going to Garnet and Gold this weekend, which you should be before the Miami game, order online, save the 15%, and then pick up in store. That's the best deal out. So also, it's going to be a madhouse this weekend, so have your order ready for you to pick up. We do have the ticket giveaway coming up. In a little bit, Harlan, keep reminding me, don't let me shut off the live before we announce. Richie, speaking of that, playoff picture this weekend did not get any more clear. The top really changed too much. Maybe the only thing that you could say happened was that the Oklahoma Sooners are now...
They're done.
Out, right? They lost to Oklahoma State, so they're out of there. Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, Florida State, top four right now in the AP. I don't know that.
Does Ohio State get penalized at all? Like, because the committee made it sound like their resume was such a big reason why they're number one, which makes no sense because Florida State was number four with a much better resume than Georgia, who struggled with Mizzou this week. They struggled with Rutgers for a good bit of the first three quarters this week. Does this just not matter? And I know the answer. The answer is no, it doesn't matter because they don't care. They're just going to do what they want to do.
Yeah, I think that Georgia beating a top 15 team and a really good Missouri team. Like, I don't think Missouri's like bad or anything like that. Like, well,
they're going to destroy Florida. So
yeah, well, praise the Lord. I just hope Jaden Daniels is good to get back in time. But yeah, I think that Georgia beating them, Ohio State struggling with Rutgers. I mean, and maybe they say that like we struggled with Pitt, and so like they want to drop us down. But like if you watched Washington struggle the last couple of weeks before they played USC this weekend, which I don't think USC is good. They're a three-loss team. That's not great. So yeah, I think that we'll stay at four. I don't.
Oh, we will. We will for sure.
I'd be pretty shocked if we moved at all. I think we'll stay at four, and then you know, my take is that unless the SEC team loses, unless Georgia loses, we'll stay at four until a Big Ten team loses, and then we'll finish at three. It would be my prediction at this point. I think that Georgia, I mean, playoff picture, who are your four playoff teams right now? If I'm predicting it, I think Georgia's one. I think Michigan's two.
Yeah.
I think we're three. And then
I think Bama.
No, I got no, because they're gonna lose to Georgia. No, you got a beaten? You got a beaten?
I have Bama. Well, then I don't think Georgia's
one. In that case, I don't think Georgia's one still.
No, I have Bama beating Georgia.
Yeah. Mine is, I think Georgia's out if that happens, by the way.
As they should be.
So I've got Bama, or I've got Georgia one, Michigan two, Florida State three, and I got Oregon. I got Oregon winning out from here, and therefore, so it'd be Georgia, Oregon, a rematch from last year's opener.
By the way, Georgia or Oregon is really freaking good, DJ. They are like, that's a team.
They're good.
I would not want to see like light it up if we have to, but I would not want to see Oregon.
So your four would then be Michigan at one, Florida State two, Bama three, and Oregon?
Yeah.
Or flip those somehow?
Yeah, because I don't think Washington's going to be involved in the picture. I think they're going to slip up. Washington slips up.
Well, they have to play Oregon in the conference championship.
So yeah, so I definitely think it's Bama, Florida State, you know, Oregon, and then who's the other team? Either way, I think Oregon's good, and I think Bama is probably, I think Bama's winning the national title, DJ.
Like, I'm staying. Goodness. Get out of here with that crap. We'll smash them. I think Georgia
beats. Clip this.
I got Georgia. We're going to make a show bet for the SEC championship. Actually, we'll be together. We'll be watching the SEC championship together
in Charlotte. Yeah.
So yeah,
here we go.
Make a bet there. Loser has to take the worst tickets. So I'm buying 300 level. All right. What we got left? Is that all we had? Oh, Florida and Miami. No, get out of here, TJ. Hey, thank you guys, everybody who super chatted. If you haven't yet, we're not begging, but we hope you feel bad if you haven't shown support there. Make sure that you're subscribed. I think you have to be subscribed to comment now. I figure if Josh Pate does that with like the 50 billion people that watch his show, the 10,000 that watch ours can be subscribed as well. Richie, Florida and Miami, which loss yesterday was more embarrassing? Because let me paint the picture first. Florida was playing a two-win team at home.
They beat Kent State in Western Carolina. Those were their two wins, by the way.
But Miami scored 6 points against a very average NC State team. Like, I think Florida looked better, but the loss was worse. I think Miami looked worse, but at least they were on the road. I don't know. Who were you more embarrassed for?
Florida. And I want to say Miami, but it's Florida, man. That, like I said, Arkansas had beat Kent State and Western Carolina. Those were their two wins. They were 2-6 heading into this game. And it was embarrassing that they were only +4.5 heading into the game. And they went into Gainesville on their blackout day, their special military service game, whatever it was, and just beat Florida's ass. And I loved it. And a lot of it was because Billy Napier is calling timeouts randomly that don't need to be called. Take the 5 yards. Take the 5 yards at this point. Man, Florida, Miami, I called that one on the Wednesday show. I thought North Carolina State won that game. But, man, Arkansas, that was not special. It just was hilarious because I saw that coming from a mile away.
Yeah, Arkansas is not good. And here's the thing.
No, they're not.
Remember in the offseason when Florida – I mean, both these teams are so good at, like – I think that Florida and Miami fans like overhype their coordinators because they know their head coaches suck. And so they overhype their coordinator. Isn't that true? Oh, well, it's not Billy's fault. It can't be Mario's fault. Like, we'll blame the coordinator. And Florida fans hyped the hell out of that defensive coordinator. They called him the baby Kirby, Richie. They thought that guy was going to like work magic. And let me just tell you something. Arkansas scored 3 points the game they played before Florida. 3 points. They didn't play Bama. Bro, they didn't play Bama. They didn't play Georgia. They didn't play Michigan. They didn't play Ohio State. They didn't play Notre Dame. They scored 3 points against Mississippi State. And then they went into the swamp and scored 39. An offense that was anemic. They have three or four offensive linemen from the beginning of the year out. KJ Jefferson has been terrible all season. And and six was in overtime. Okay, I'll give you the six. They scored 33 points in regulation against baby Kirby Smart as a defensive coordinator. And let me tell you, Miami fans are no better. They acted like Shannon Dawson was going to be the second coming of, I don't even know, Jimbo Fisher in 2013 with his offensive. No, they acted like their offensive coordinator was going to be the absolute, I don't know, second coming of Christ. Like, and they scored 6 points last night against NC State. And three of them came because NC State turned the ball over in their own territory. literally drove for 3 points, Richie. No, I don't know who's a bigger dumpster fire, but I am enjoying watching both of them burn.
It's hilarious, and I think Florida State is going to destroy both of these teams. I've said for several weeks now, Miami will be a tough game, and I do think it will be just because they're very good in the trenches, but they're not coached well. They're just not. Like Mario Cristobal, if you're a Miami fan, I don't know how you still support this man and the way he coaches this team, because on game day, he is complete trash, and Florida State's going to win that game just because, even though, I tweeted this out today, TJ, Florida and Miami both have more talented teams than Florida State does. If you look at the 247 talent composite, number four in the country. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. So hilarious to watch both dumpster fires. Not dissimilar to the dumpster fire that's happening over there in College Station. Jimbo and them took a lead late. I thought Ole Miss was going to blow it, and they blew it late. So, again, I'm over the Jimbo thing. I don't hate him like I once did, but I certainly laugh whenever he loses. So, especially when he loses to Lane, and then they go off on him on social media. So, did you catch the A&M game early?
I did. I thought there was an interception there that would have ended the game. Did not, but A&M still ended up losing the game. And, you know, I made a joke that had several people at me on Twitter after the Wednesday show when I said, you know, Jimbo's a hot girlfriend that gains 20 pounds and you find her on Facebook a few years later. Not impressed. Like, Jimbo, I don't know. That's a massive buyout. Like, you can't keep him. You have to let him go at this point, in my opinion.
Yeah, what's their record, Texas A&M?
Someone's got a better record than he does.
Who does?
Kevin Sumlin.
Sumlin does. He's like three games ahead. So, yeah, and so their remaining schedule is Mississippi State. They're a huge favorite there. And then they play ACU, and then they'll lose to LSU to finish up the year. But, I mean, it's 5-4 right now, so they're going to go 7-5, right? And so it's an improvement from last year, but they suck. Like, it's time to move on. It's time to cut your losses. They're hefty losses. But it's time to
he'll just buy a new ranch and just chill. That's all he cares about.
Hey, shoot, a lot worse things than getting paid tens of millions of dollars to not coach college football. So, all right, I think that's all we've got for tonight. Oh, okay, we'll give away the tickets here in just a second. Some talk on injuries. Also, just some notes on this week. This week's going to be nuts. Okay, we've got a video coming that's already recorded that'll be out first thing tomorrow morning. You guys ask for the refs videos every week. I hope somebody's downloading them and sending them to the ACC headquarters in Charlotte because they do take a lot of work. But hopefully you guys enjoy those. Got a ref video coming tomorrow morning. Going to do a bunch of Miami stuff. Maybe have a Miami video that comes out like Tuesday or Thursday, plus the Miami preview on Wednesday night. Got some other fun stuff coming as well. Huge recruiting weekend, so we'll have some recruiting updates, some news and notes there. And then I know a lot of you guys are asking about injuries. It's early in the week. Don't write this as gold. One of you guys will go to the message boards and say, TJ said that this was definitely happening. But I expect Keon and Johnny both back this weekend. It's really early. But what I've been told is that the anticipation is that they will play. So I know there's a lot of concern there. There's a lot of questions there. I think it's important for them to both get back. I think that Jordan got into a rhythm, but you don't necessarily want to see him have to play without them again. Big shout out to Kyle Morlock for that big run and catch, that broken tackle. I was hoping he would get in the end zone there, but
shout out to his dad at the Double Fries tailgate in Orlando.
Probably be there on Saturday as well. You don't bother the famous people though if you come out. So, it should be fun this weekend at the Miami tailgate. But a lot of content coming this weekend. So if you're watching this, if you are part of the show, make sure that you are. We got a couple super chats on the thing here. Throw one up for Michael Harlan. Josh is still our leader, but you could play a couple sounds.
Fire up the war chant and plant the spear. Knowles win.
Michael Harris, and then Dan.
Touchdown, Florida State. Touchdown, FSU.
Richie, 15 wins in a row. We talked about this in the preview show, but pretty impressive when you think about that is a full college football season worth of wins. Not every single one of them has been incredibly pretty, but inside of that streak, you are 2-0 against the SEC. You have a win against a ranked Oklahoma team, a team that's ranked now. They weren't last year. Wins against both your rivals, a win against LSU. And zero losses in that 15-game winning streak, which is kind of fun.
I'll take it. And this might shock you, TJ. I'm looking at flights to Tallahassee on Saturday morning.
Oh!
I might have to make an appearance.
Not going to shock me as much as it shocks Coach Bond, but we'll
Coach Bond. Shout out, and shout out Coach Wyckoff as well. We wish her nothing but the best. Obviously, she had a mass removed, had surgery, and Coach Wyckoff, we love her and wish her nothing but the best.
I got a big shout out too. Yeah, love Coach Wyckoff. Actually sent her a message this weekend, but yeah, glad to hear that she'll be back as the women's basketball team kicks off their season. The volleyball team is first in the ACC, and soccer team is number one in the country, winning the ACC championship today, 2-1.
So good. Let's go.
2-1 in the ACC championship. ACC tournament tougher than the NCAA tournament. Best soccer in the world played there. So shout out to the women's soccer team. Shout out to Michael Alford, who a lot of people said that he wouldn't be able to hire a coach after Coach K left. Back-to-back ACC championships, a college cup appearance last year.
Coach who?
The number one team in the country. Soccer team is a ton of fun. I'm hoping that there is a soccer match on Friday night in Tallahassee. That'd be a lot of fun if there was one the day before the game. Okay, drum roll time. Oh, look at Harlan. All right, we have our ticket winner for the Miami game. So hopefully, all right, what sucks? All right, I don't want to hype this up too much. What sucks is that 280 of you are going to be disappointed with me watching live. Well, no, probably all of you didn't register. But anyway, Keenan Campbell, K-E-E-N-A-N Campbell. You won our tickets. Thank you to Knapp Accident and Injury Law for their support. Also for helping us do this ticket giveaway. Want to do more like this with them in the future. Maybe we'll do something for the road game at UF. But Keenan, shoot me an email, tj@doublefriesnoslaw.com, and we will get you hooked up. Keenan has 48 hours to claim those. If he doesn't, we'll give them away on Wednesday's show. So anyway, make sure that you guys are tuned in then. I suspect that Keenan will claim those, though, so don't hold your breath too much on that. Thank you for everybody that entered the ticket giveaway. Our live number just went from 200 or 300 down to 46 because everybody's mad that they didn't win the tickets, Harlan. But just kidding. Love you guys. Appreciate you for all the support, tuning in, liking the video, subscribing, commenting, all those things that you guys do. Richie, I don't have anything else. I shout out the soccer team. I shout it out. Yeah, I think we're good.
Oh, shout out Pat and Caitlin. Wedding I was at in West Palm Beach this weekend.
Got a wedding every week.
Hopefully this is my last wedding in a long time.
Richie's been to more weddings than we have wins in a row. So, all right. Love you guys. We'll see you soon. Go Noles, and let's beat Miami.